Hello, friends. My name is Ogi, and today I'm going to be telling you a story from the Book of God. The title of the story, Joseph, the Dreamer. Just as God had promised, Abraham had many descendants, and they all lived on the land that God had promised them. One of the descendants was Abraham's grandson, Jacob, who had 12 sons, and Joseph, one of the youngest sons, was his favorite. This is the story of the journey of Joseph. Jacob loved Joseph and showed it by giving him a special coat. Joseph knew he was special. He even received dreams from God and would tell his family about how he would rule over them one day. Because of these things, his brothers hated him for it. One day, Jacob sent Joseph's brothers to go watch over his animals. Sometime later, Jacob sent Joseph to go check on his brothers, and Joseph obeyed and went into the fields to look for his brothers. As they saw Joseph coming to them, the brothers said to each other, "Ah, here comes the dreamer. Let's get rid of him once and for all." And so when Joseph came, they threw him into a dry well. Sometime later, traders heading on the way to Egypt passed them by, and the brothers took Joseph out of the dry well and sold him to the traders as a slave. They took his coat, put some animal blood on it, and sent it to Jacob. Jacob, believing his son to be dead, mourned his death. But Joseph was on his way to Egypt with the traders and was sold to one of the king's officials, now his master. But in that household, God was with Joseph, and he succeeded in everything that he did. So much so that his master made him in charge of the entire household. But Joseph was a handsome man, so handsome that the master's wife wanted to sleep with him. Joseph ran out the house. He said, "How can I sin against God and my master like this?" But one day, the master's wife caught him by his robes. And once again, Joseph ran out the house. But this time, the master's wife had his robes. And when the master returned home, the master's wife said to him, "That servant of yours tried to rape me." The master was furious, and he threw Joseph in jail, even though he didn't do anything wrong. But in jail, God was with Joseph, and he succeeded in everything that he did, so much so that the prison guard made him in charge of all of the prisoners. One of the king's servants who was in jail had a dream he couldn't interpret, and he told Joseph about the dream. Joseph said, "I can't interpret dreams. Only God can." God told Joseph what the dream meant. Joseph told the king's servant, and surely enough, the dream came true. And as the king's servant was about to leave jail, Joseph said to him, "Please remember me when you are released and talk to the king about me." But the servant didn't remember Joseph when he went back, and Joseph stayed in jail for 2 more years. This is the end of the story from the Book of God.